Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners. This is Katie Wiles from the Pubs, Pints, People podcast, and I'm here to bring you a special bumper episode in celebration of the Great British Beer Festival this week. On trade day, we had the unique opportunity to sit down with two ex-rugby union players, Tom May and Greg Bateman, and got to hear all about the unique relationship between rugby and beer. I'm here to exclusively bring you that recording from the event and urge you to enter our competition with MSG Tours. MSG Tours will be offering £3,000 worth of sports travel vouchers for one lucky person to use towards the Rugby World Cup in France in 2023 or Six Nations Games next year. Competition codes are scattered across the festival floor, but we have a special one just for our listeners, Camera Podcast. The competition is completely free to enter, and all you have to do is visit gbbf.org.uk/luckydraw to enter with the special code Camera Podcast. Don't forget to enter your membership number, as all Camera members get a free extra entry. And if you're not a member, why not join today for that chance to win? And without further ado, let's hear directly from the experts themselves, Greg Bateman and Tom May.
Here at Camera, we know that beer is pretty much the perfect complement to everything. And now we have the data to prove it, especially when it comes to the fantastic sport that is rugby. So we recently conducted a YouGov poll that showed that 42% of rugby fans will choose beer to watch their favourite sport. And I don't think that comes as a massive surprise to anybody. It actually really shows that as an industry, we need to do a lot more to bring great beer to rugby fans. Now, we're also really excited to be joined by two fantastic guests this afternoon, Tom May and Greg Bateman. Now, Tom is a former rugby union player with a 19-year-long career, including two caps for England. Having spent nearly two decades playing professional rugby, he is now venturing into working alongside several businesses within the sporting, business, and media industries, and is also a brand ambassador for Genius Brewing, which really champions light craft beers, beer lovers who are looking for low-calorie and healthy options. We're also joined by Greg Bateman, who is a recently retired rugby union player who has played for the Dragons, the Leicester Tigers, and the London Welsh and Exeter Chiefs. And while he was with the Tigers, he founded People's Captain, which is a brewery that brings the social nature of craft beer to bring people together. He has since dedicated himself to brewing positivity and trying to improve, make a positive social impact for the UK's mental health. So I think it'd be really good to start off today's conversation looking at this a bit more. Greg, could you tell us a bit in your own words about the People's Captain and your motivation to brew positivity?
People's Captain started in probably my worst times. I had a pint with my best mate that probably saved my life, because I actually started talking to somebody, being honest with them about how I felt, but probably also myself. And I think really what happened was I realised that the pub is probably one of those safe spaces that's in society that we just don't take advantage of. And I just have this vision that we have so many amazing pubs that are the hearts of their local communities, but they're untapped talent at the moment. Pub operators want to do more for their communities, and they want to be a safe place for people, and they're unsure of how to do it. So that's kind of where we bridge that gap. We're a brand that stands up for the power of being together and conversation, but also providing some great beers at the same time.
Thank you. It would be really interesting to hear about this from you as well, Tom. Do you agree with Greg on the role that beer can play in terms of helping to break down barriers and mental health stigma?
Yeah, totally. I think there's obviously a massive link between beer and sport. And I think Greg and myself will both put our hands up and say people that play sport, especially men, need to be better at talking about the issues when they're faced with them. And I think as Greg, you know, highlighted there, there are times when, you know, when you do want to have a conversation with someone, it's probably made a lot easier over a beer. Somehow that beer makes it way less awkward. I've had similar conversations, slightly different to Greg, but within my family, that I've had to sit down with someone, it's always been done over a beer. Interesting stat in and around the YouGov poll. I'm not sure what the other 58% are drinking when they're with regards to beer and sport, but I think it's obviously a clear link. You know, whether you're drinking a beer at a sporting event or whether you're having a beer in the pub with your mates, it makes people open up. It makes people far less conscious about opening up, and that's clearly a good thing in today's climate.
And it's clear that you're both very involved in the beer trade and, you know, have a lot of passion for the product of beer. Could you just tell us a bit more about the work that you're doing, and maybe starting off with you, Greg, a bit about People's Captain?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a range of beers. We've got award-winning lagers. We've got award-winning traditional French saison, New England pale ale and American pale ales, along with some crazy milk stouts, one of which we did a product collab with Tony's Chuckle Only. But our product, obviously I'm completely biased, is fantastic and we've won awards, but it's never been the most important thing. It's always been about what we stand for and our purpose, and that's really where we've probably made a bit of a cut through with people, is that we are more than just beers, with more than just products, because frankly, in a place like today, you're not going to be sure of finding a few good beers there. There's loads of great beer. It's just about what they stand for.
Can you tell us a bit about your work as well, Greg?
Yeah, I guess I was pretty strict on myself during my career. I'm not exactly proud to say it, but when I did have a drink, I guess it was binge drinking. And that's changed over time since I've retired. And being associated now with Genius Brewing and what they stand for, they contribute towards motor neurone disease, which Jason, who's one of the founders of the business, is at school with Donnie Weir, a guy I played with, who has motor neurone disease. So they're very closely linked to that charity. That's initially how I touched base with them. But then actually one of the things I've not been able to let go of since retiring is training and staying fit and healthy. And always in the back of my mind when having a beer is like, I want to train tomorrow, so I don't want to feel rough or whatever. And actually, with it being a low calorie beer, low alcohol beer, I think I'm much more likely to have open a bottle or a can on a Sunday night and have a couple of beers in my back garden than I would be any other one. So I think there's a big shift for those that are focused on healthy living, not that we all aren't, but have a real passion for healthy living and training, to still have a beer that they can go to, or a range of beers that they can go to, that aren't just 0%. You know, I want to have something where I can taste the alcohol and know that I'm drinking something with alcohol, but it doesn't have to be blowing my head off at the same time. And I like that balance of what Genius brings.
If you think a healthy kind of beer option or low calories are important for people who are interested in sports or play sports?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, as I was just chatting to one gentleman here just a minute ago, we need to now have more of these options on draft, because you don't get them in your shops or online or whatever. But I think having more opportunity to open up products like that, whether it be Genius or any other product, I think opening up that choice to the consumer is their decision then. I'm not a fan of the 0% beers. If I had a choice, I'd still go for one that's had alcohol in it. So therefore, I've got that middle ground now where I know I'm a bit more comfortable and happier to have those. And that's not to say I want a proper beer, but I think it just gives you that balance, and I think it's creating more opportunity and options, I think, which is important for the consumer.
Thank you. And Greg, you talk about how rugby can be a really macho environment, and it's obviously a sport that is loved by a lot of people. Do you think that beer is a good way for kind of players themselves to get together off the field and enjoy bonding outside of being playing on the field?
Sure. I think it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I do think as players, often it's like there was that big move towards real professionalism in the last like 5 to 8 years, and it was like no beers after the game anymore, just orange juice and your Lucas Aid in the ice baths. But actually, from an emotional point of view, there's so much up and down this season, it's really important to kind of let your hair down a little bit. But I guess really the YouGov poll is telling us more about the fans. There's 90,000 fans, there's only about 50 players on the pitch. What the players drink is kind of irrelevant, really. The 78,000 that are in Twickenham is probably more of interest. And I think the best thing about rugby that everybody says uniformly, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that you can go to a rugby game, stand next to a fan from the other team, and you can have a beer together. And you don't get that in other sports. You get that in rugby. And that's what, we're hearing a lot of that at the Lionesses game earlier in the week. They love the behaviour on the pitch. There's no trouble in the stand. You don't hear about it. And that's what's really special about rugby. We've got to keep it. The fact that you can have a pint and watch 30 blokes knock 10 bells out of example, is a really cool thing to go and do. And I think that's probably more of importance, I'd say. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, when I was playing, we still have a beer at the end of the game. So I think, I think there's naturally been a shift towards professionalism, but I 100% agree with Greg. There is a time and a place for players, no matter what era they played in, to have a beer, and it comes back to what we were talking about initially. But then I also think, I now go to Twickenham with my family or friends as a fan. And to be sat there next to a bloke or woman or child, I don't know, obviously I'm not having a beer with a child, but, it just brings you closer together. Immediately there's a barrier down there, guaranteed that they're going to knock a bit of your pint over. It's an ice break, you're having a bit of a conversation with someone you've never met before. Now, we all know, having got here today, you go on the tube, it's not like that. People think you're weird if you even talk to them. So the fact that you've got beer in your hand actually just breaks down barriers, and it just creates a decent atmosphere for everyone to exist in. Unfortunately, in certain scenarios, it doesn't do that. I think the 9 times out of 10, the link between sport and beer is a positive one.
Can you tell us a little bit about the competition?
It's an unbelievable, I've entered it. The chance to win £3,000 worth of travel vouchers to go to next year's World Cup, which is just over the channel in France. Some unbelievable teams will be heading to France at the end of next year. It's essentially, 13 months away. £3,000 worth of travel vouchers can't go amiss. But I think what MSG do differently to any other company that I've come across, and I've been fortunate enough to now go to the last 2 World Cups, they offer real value to the customer. They're not just hiking prices up and making sure that they make the most margin. Yes, it's a commercial business, but they also want to offer value back to the tourists. Rugby is brilliant for having a beer with your mates, but it's also about travelling around the world and experiencing different cultures, different examples about what the game can bring. And I know for a fact, Mark, who set the business up, I mean, you could not get a guy that is more, he's a travel geek. So, he knows everywhere inside out, and he puts together some incredible packages. So whoever wins that package, send me a message, because I'll come and bunk in with you.
Can you tell us a bit about places that you have travelled to as part of your rugby tours?
I think Greg's probably got a couple of more recent ones, but yeah, I think that we've both been in lucky situations where we've had had a job that's allowed us to travel the world. It's also taken us to some pretty nasty places. But you know, to come away from a career and say I've been to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Japan, is incredible, and I don't think that's lost on either of us. You know, I when I look back now, you know, some of the experiences I gained from playing rugby, I want my kids to experience, and I think it's a brilliant sport for doing that, enabling you to go around the world. But I'm sure Greg's got some more recent examples.
Well, I think it's pretty much the same, really. I mean, all the rugby countries are the same, but I guess it's one of those things, isn't it? Like, in what other sort of job do you get the opportunity to go and be somewhere for like a weekend or a couple of weeks, or if you're there for a tour, it's different. I know there's like some common stuff that people might only see the inside of an office for a couple of months. So I guess that's the thing that that's quite different about our experience. So I was in South Africa earlier in the year, finishing off the Dragons contract, and although I probably wouldn't choose to go to some of those places in South Africa again, there were certainly some other parts that were just amazing. It's a totally different culture.
And obviously we're in the VIP area, so can you maybe talk through the importance of beer in a hospitality setting?
Thinking about the best angle to tell this one. Sometimes there's people that you're talking to that you don't want to talk to, so you need a beer to get you through it. No, I think certainly for people from a corporate hospitality point of view at rugby games, actually you're probably doing some of this now, are you? Like they're coming for an experience. And it's the same with the trade at the moment. You know, there's some scary stats about next year. People want to spend more money but on less things. They want experiences, really good pints now. They don't want the standard big four lagers anymore. They want a really great, they want to have something totally different. They're going to drink less of it. They're not going to have as many of them. But they're willing to pay a premium to have a better product at the end of it. I suppose if you're thinking about a corporate hospitality point of view, it's about experience and wonder, but MSG will be launching it.
Yeah, so I know some of the packages that the MSG are doing next year, the World Cup, for example, we're going to go to some pretty cool places, be it in Marseille, Nice, Monaco, and obviously there's going to be beers. And I think it's a great way of, you know, it all comes back to the same thing, isn't it? Of engaging with people you don't know, meeting new people, making new connections over a beer. And I think there's something really simple and pure about that. But I think from some, there's obviously one or two in corporate hospitality that never behave. And when you're on a mic like this, you generally have to tell them to shut up. But I think, look, it comes back to the experience, and you get an experience from the whole package, and it's not just the entertainment that's on show, it's not just the film, it's the whole package together, and that includes having a beer.
And last question, but what is both of your favourite beers?
Well, you get asked that all the time, don't you? Of course, I'm going to say one of my beers, but Pete Brown is just in that other room. Made quite good friends with him, and I asked him the same question, and he's probably drunk a thousand more beers than I have. And he always says it depends where I am, who I'm with, and what I'm doing. And I think that's so true. On a day like today, you know, you're probably not going to be drunk beer or milk stout or something like that. You know, you might try something more sessionable or whatever. Each to their own, and all that matter. But it just depends what you're into and what you like.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How does a free case of beer sound?
Yes, you can grab a case for free courtesy of our pals at Beer 52 by going to www.beer52.com/people, that's the numbers 52 in the 52, and covering the meagre postage cost of £5.95. And what's more, as a special offer for our listeners, they'll throw in 2 extra beers for free, so that's 10 unique craft beers.
Beer 52 is actually the biggest beer club in the world. Each month, they send their members a case of beer from a different part of the world, and this month it's an absolute belter. Their great European road trip case takes in the best beers from across the continent.
So try a crisp, refreshing Pilsner from Norway's Lervig Brewery and a monster 7.5 double IPA from Sweden's Durges Brewery. On the dark side this month, there's a smooth stout from Copenhagen's Tuol. There's also beer from Croatia, Poland, Germany, Serbia and Austria, among others.
And if dark beer's not your thing, you can choose the light-only case. Also included is the ever-insightful Ferment magazine and a couple of tasty snacks. And even if, after all that, you're still unsatisfied, you can simply pause or cancel at any time.
So head over to www.beer52.com/people to claim your free case of 10 beers now.